It was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep last time that I checked. I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat last time that I checked. I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress last time that I checked. First you get the money, then respect. Then the power and the hoes come next last time that I checked. I've been self-made from the dribble. I was been saying I'ma kill him. Nah. Playing no games with you niggas. Pop clutch, switch lanes on you niggas. Nah. I laid down the game for you niggas. Taught you how to charge more than what they pay for you niggas. On the whole thing for you niggas. Reinvest, double up, then explain for you niggas. It gotta be love. Run the city, it gotta be cuz. Just for the pieces, I took off the monopoly board. Hey, y'all niggas false claims, it gotta be fraud. Just keep the hood up out your mouth and you gotta be charged. I doubled up, tripled up, nigga, what?
What's up?
Yo.
Mike, Chip, what's over there listening to, bro? What's over there editing, man?
That mean me?
Why, so you editing them booty films again, man?
Nah, you know I stopped doing porn 2 years ago.
Right before the pandemic, huh?
Nah, I was doing some, you know, some African artists that's performing in New York this weekend. I was just doing a little promo video for him, but he's pretty like major African artist, so I'm just putting together a little video for him. That's all, nothing too crazy. But
I'm sure we dope because them niggas they be popping over there in Europe and shit.
Yeah, they have millions upon millions of followers, and you think just because we don't know them over here, but around the world they are very known. So mm-hmm. You know, just working on that. But what's good with you, gentlemen?
Shit, we recorded?
We've been recording.
Oh shit. You know old school style, how we used to do in the old studio, just press record and shit, keep recording and shit.
Shooting the motherfucking shit. I hear something going down in the background.
Right?
Oh, my bad.
Anybody with a keen ear knows what's going on.
They know that sound.
Yes, sir. I mean, we outside with
you know what else you got? I'm gonna send you some 9-volt batteries too. I'll be going to motherfucking houses and I'll be hearing that alarm going off.
No, you know what, bro? I have the most sensitive smoke detector ever made, bro. Like, I'll preheat the oven and open it, and the smoke detector go off. So I'll be having to take the fucking the battery out that shit just so it won't go off. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you be forgetting to put that shit back in. So, just throws a little wrench in the game.
So, like, so that's the thing that I be trying to figure out. Like, would they be putting refurbished? Like, how you can't have, like, an old smoke alarm, right?
No, you have to have new. That's against the law. You got to have new smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors.
Well, do they get, like, the little joints wholesale somewhere that's not that good? Like I'll be trying to, cause my house like that, my apartment like that too, bro. Like the shit just be going off and I'll be understanding that shit.
Nah, I don't know where they get the shit from. You know, I don't trust none of these fucking landlords. So they could probably just get any shit from any fucking where. Who knows?
That's a fact. They just taking drinks from one apartment to the next.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You gotta really check the landlords, cause they'll try to get away with murder if you let them.
Mm-hmm. Shit is a real thing. Housing is crazy for a lot of people. We gotta. I keep saying that we gonna get an economics episode because it's a lot of shit going on in the world. You know, money wise and stuff like that.
Shout out to Reek, man.
Yeah, people moving and shit around this time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because life doesn't stop. You know, so you know a lot of people was having kids and moving and just doing stuff in this pandemic, and it's just a real, you know. It's a tough time for some. For others, you just got to keep figuring it out.
Yeah. Plus, we got to talk them financials because, you know, it's that time of the year where everybody out here about to start spending money crazy. It's over this next month and a half. Motherfuckers going to be spending. So, we definitely got to.
What's the biggest thing that we have right now, though? What do we have? Because there's no PlayStation. Like, what's the thing right now?
I mean, the PS5 is still, people still trying to get the PS5.
Yeah.
So that's
the PS5 is still going to be big this Christmas.
Yeah, because a lot of people couldn't get them because they just didn't have them. Even if you could afford them, you still couldn't get them because they just weren't everywhere like that.
Yeah, they're a little more accessible now. Plus, these kids want designer. You know, they not. When we was kids, we was happy. Yo, put the Jordans on there. Put a couple Nike sweatsuits on there. A couple fitteds. We was good. You know, a little bit of cash. Now these kids is like, nah, I want the Dior sneakers.
But you know what, though? Marys. I feel like parents can get more money now, though. No?
Nah, they ain't getting more.
No parents getting more money now?
Nah, you know what? You know what's different, too? Think about, yo, I remember when I was, like, in my 20s, and I remember my younger cousins who was, like, teenagers, like, oh, yeah, because dad about to get his tax returns. Like, how y'all know he getting a tax return? I ain't know my mother was getting no tax return when I was a kid.
Nope.
How y'all know that shit?
Well, I did not know about tax money until I got older.
Yeah. So these kids be hip. They be knowing it. Like, yo, nah, don't you got that little other account? I'm like, what? How you know?
Yeah.
So these kids be knowing. That's why they be. It ain't the parents making more money. It's these kids be knowing where the money be stashed.
Facts. Mm. And, you know, on top of that, when you think about the prices of stuff in accordance to what people are actually making right now, you're still spending a lot more than you were. Because, you know, think about when you got the Super Nintendo. And in comparison to if you asking your mom to get you a PS5, that's a $400 difference.
I got it from my cousin, man. I ain't pay for that. What you mean?
Nah, yeah. I was a kid that wanted the system, so we, you know, you had to spend a little bit of change on that. But I don't think I wouldn't have had a PS5. That's for damn sure. I wouldn't have had a PS5 when I was growing up.
I don't think I would have got it right out the gate. To be honest, I think it would have been one of them like over time. Because I remember when I had my Nintendo, I had it for a while before I upgraded to a Sega. To a Genesis, I had a Nintendo for a minute. And then, you know, my mom finally caved. I think it was about 2 Christmases I kept begging for it. And it was like, all right, I'm going to get him a Genesis now. But it wasn't as quick. These kids, like I said, they be having everything, man. Last week, and I was in my brother-in-law crib, he redid the whole basement for my nephews, which is super fucking dope. Don't get me wrong. But I'm like, yo, y'all got a first of all, they playing on a 60-inch screen downstairs in the basement. Got a PS5, got an NBA Jams arcade joint down there, and then they got a whole bunch of other like just traditional stuff down there that you have, like, you know, the little pop shot and all that. I'm like, yo, it's no wonder these kids don't ever want to go outside, bro. I wouldn't want to go outside either.
Shit, living. I ain't even. You know what? That's what I'm saying. Like, it's. I won't even say they're making more money. Like, we're more privy to information than a lot of our parents and other people probably didn't necessarily have. Also, I think that's a part of it too. You know what I'm saying? Like, when thinking about, you know, careers and stuff like that, like, our parents probably took safer routes. We say this shit over and over again. We're gonna continue to have this conversation because we keep seeing how shit kind of shifts or whatever. You know, so parents probably been with more security. Whereas now, you know, we might educate ourselves or we might get a little bit more financial information and go, you know, do a little bit different things or whatever. So we kind of got a little bit more options to make more money, even though times have changed, though. You know, I guess it's cool because we can still have our Jordans, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can have the design. I'll take my Jordans.
Oh, that's a fact. That ain't never going to change. I don't care about none of that. It's still nostalgic for me. It's whatever pairs that I love, you know, I'm going to get those pairs. I'm going to rock them pairs. I'm going to dress them up. But you're absolutely right, though. Now, the fact that, you know, these kids are so smart. They so privy to, like, yo, there's other ways to make money. And they know, and we as a generation, you know, we different now. You know, we ain't just looking at traditional 9-to-5s. We trying to find other hustles and other ways and multiple streams of income and all that good stuff. So, you know, it's good for the kids. Like I said, I ain't knocking it. I'm happy for my nephews. But I also took a moment to look at it like, yo, y'all don't know how good y'all do got it, man. Because y'all in here with the 60-inch flat screen, PS5, NBA Jams in the corner. I was taking my joint up to the TV with the big back.
with the fatty and the adapter.
The big ass tube TV?
Yeah, the big tube. And, you know, we was only allowed to play it really after 6 because apparently it's better for the energy bill after 6. You know what I'm saying?
Bruh. So, first of all, you know what? No, one thing I noticed, parents, they be making shit up, bro. Like, they, you know, when they be talking about the electric bill and whatnot, they be everything was gonna run my electric bill up, and it don't even be that serious like that. Where the electric bill is gonna be crazy high, you know, because especially as an adult paying, you know, Con Edison, bro, my electric bill don't be shit every month. My electric bill be like a little bit over $100, and that's with me playing as much PS5 as I want to play. So parents was definitely, I don't know what they was doing, but they was like, nah, y'all not going to be playing the game all day running up my electricity. That's some bullshit.
Yeah. I think what it is, I realized it, and you fellas will realize it soon as well. When you have kids, every time you turn around, it's money that's due. Not just the regular bills, it's money that's due. You know what I'm saying? It's something. So I think that's why our parents was like that, because they looked at it like, yo, hold on, you want the Jordans. You want that starter jacket, because you know we wanted that starter jacket when it was popping. You want the matching hat. You want all this stuff. And then I got to pay that light bill because you've been on the game all day? Nah, y'all got to chill. Y'all got to relax. Sit down. Go read a book. Go relax for a little bit. You get on the game later tonight.
Nah, that's a fact. I used to just sneak and play. Fuck it. It is what it is. But I will say this, Eric, in regards to them tube TVs, you know, I used to work at PC Richards. Mm-hmm. And so when I worked at PC Richards, it was like coming towards the end of the tube TV era. And and intro in the
that's how they play or something.
Yeah, intro in the flat screen era. Them damn big back TVs was heavier than a motherfucker, bro. Like carrying them shits out for customers, I'd be pissed if a customer ain't tip me after I brought a 32-inch tube TV out to their fucking car.
I don't blame you. Them drinks are super heavy. You know, wherever they got posted up in the room, that's where it stood. We wasn't rearranging the room too often.
Nope.
Cause that TV too heavy. We need it right where it's at. Leave it alone. You had to have a big dresser to sit it on as well.
Facts.
Cause you couldn't have it on no flimsy furniture because it was gonna break the flimsy furniture. Normally that's all dresses. That's all dresses what it went on, because that was the strongest piece of furniture in there.
Facts. If you was fortunate enough to have a 32-inch big back TV, you had to had a strong furniture. You can't get no IKEA furniture and put a big back TV on that motherfucker, because that shit was not going to work.
That was a different time, man.
But those were good times too, though. You know, but when the flat screens came in, I was happy as a mug, because my mother, the type of person that want to rearrange shit till the shit be back to where the fuck it was from the beginning, and you be done spend a whole day breaking your back moving furniture, and you notice like, wait a minute, we put this motherfucker.
Who that bought the TVs with the fatty?
Oh, Sean's on a delay. Sean's on a tape delay.
Oh, Sean, we got to step your Wi-Fi game up, man. Sean Fontaine is on the road right now. We got to step his Wi-Fi game up on the road. I'm gonna talk to some people for you. Yeah, we gonna get Sean Fontaine.
Nah, I know what you mean though, Trip, because they have you rearrange the furniture every other Sunday,
bro. And then you
every
look
other Sunday,
and it's like, wait a minute, the couch was on that wall when we moved this motherfucker.
Yeah. They'll hit you. You know what they hit you with? Like about Wednesday. I was thinking about changing this room around. You'll be like, oh yeah,
to try to warm you up for the shit.
Yeah, to let you know, don't make no plans.
Yep, exactly.
I want to get under these couches. I want to sweep everything up under here or vacuum, depending on what you had. And then I think I want to move this around because I think it'll look better if we put that TV on that wall. And then, like you said, after a month, the TV be back where you originally started.
Bruh, and then it's like, yo, this shit be so fucking crazy, because at that age, when we in like high school, motherfuckers know we ain't had shit to do, so we wasn't just gonna be able to just say, oh, I gotta go do this, so I can't help you move some shit around. You know, you was stuck moving that motherfucking furniture around.
It don't matter even if you did have something to do. They was gonna wait for you to be done. They was gonna wait for you.
We not starting until you get back.
You still gonna do it on your free.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't even worry about it.
Because all they gonna do is supervise.
Yeah, do what you got to do. You said be back around 7. All right, we'll wait. It's fine.
Yeah. And if not, we'll do it on Sunday.
And they going to hit you with the deep sigh, like it's a struggle for them. Ah, I guess we got to get started.
Yeah. Well,
You think?
Yo, oh my goodness. I can't tell you how many times I heard that shit, bro.
That'd be a fact. You be thinking they let it go. Like, oh, I think they forgot. Ah, I guess we should get started then. Damn. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to take all day.
Facts.
That's why I wanted to start earlier. They put the guilt on you. That's why I wanted to start earlier.
Bruh. Oh, my God. I can hear my mom saying that shit.
That's why I wanted to start it earlier, but let's go.
Yo, damn. I can hear my mom saying that shit right now, bro. Damn.
We been there, brother. We been there.
if we starting late, everything need to be where it's supposed to be at. That's what the fuck I know. If everything ain't where it's supposed to be at by the time I get there, and you have all day, I'm even more mad,
bro.
Oh, yeah,
that's now I be feeling that way still. I had to go help my mom move some shit around last week, and I'm just like, yo, listen, have what you want me to do organized and ready to go, so when I get there, I can do the work, wham, boom, bam, and get up out of there. But the problem is that what parents try to do is this: parents get real slick with you. They be like, yeah, hey, listen, could you, I just need you to come, you know, real quick, help me move this dresser over, you know, to the other side of the room. Then once you get there, oh, you know what? Can you put the TV to the other side of the room for me? And then these bags here, take these bags upstairs, put them in the closet upstairs, but on the linen closet beside, but on the linen closet, on the other closet, bring that stuff back down. And by the time you realize what the fuck happened,
this is your testimony right now? You get caught up.
I get caught up all the time with the bullshit, Sean. And then it's like, yeah. Now, and then you feel they'll make you feel bad if you got some shit to do and can't help them.
Yeah. Well, my favorite line is I was thinking to make it quicker for you. It's like, no, it's not. It's not really.
Thanks for thinking about me.
Yeah, it's not really quicker. Quicker is if I didn't have to come over here. Yeah. That would be quicker. you know what I'm saying?
But I was thinking. Though. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, and then they'd be like, what else did you have to do today?
Yeah.
I had a whole lot to do, but I sacrificed for you, Ma.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But you know what? That's what we do for our moms, though.
Of course. Yeah. I hope I'm not keeping you from doing the other things you had to do today.
Mm-hmm. What I'm gonna say? Yeah, no.
Right. Yeah,
nah,
you did. You really
nah, you
did.
Good, Ma. It's all good. Don't even trip. Don't even worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You gotta love your mama, man. Though, man.
Of course, man. You gotta love it, no matter what. What we got on the rundown, man? What came across your timeline, Sean?
What type of bullshit you got for us today?
It's no bullshit. Who was the match play? Was it Bobby Bonilla? It wasn't Bobby Bonilla. Who was that?
That's still getting paid? Bobby Bo.
Yeah. Bobby Bonilla, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't get paid today, did he?
No.
No, he didn't get paid today.
he get his million plus every, I think, June 1st. Yeah, or July 1st.
That's when the season starts, right?
It's a couple months into the season. Mm-hmm. That's why I think it's either June 1st or July 1st.
Okay.
He gets that million.
Okay. So the Heat have paid Chris Bosh $434,393 million twice a month since 2017 as part of a contract agreement. And today marks the last payment that he had for 120 installments.
Good for him.
Yeah, that was part of he came down with that heart condition and it forced him to retire. But in the NBA, people that don't realize your contract is fully guaranteed. So the reason they did it that way is to kind of spread out the payments as opposed to paying him as if he was on a team. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So but good for him, man, because he's had a clean bill of health since and he was able to still get his bread.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Mm-hmm. That's, you know, always in the interest of making money without having to make money, man. That's always cool, man. Chris Bosh definitely was an impactful player.
This dude had that too. What's his name? The point guard.
Darren Williams.
Darren Williams. Yeah. With the Nets. He had that too.
He left the Nets. Yep. He got paid several years after.
Luol Deng had that.
Who?
Luol Deng. He was getting paid for mad years by the Lakers.
Yep. It's one of the smartest things. If you got a good agent, that's how he'll figure it out for you. When you hear about these guys, a lot of people think that because you're not on the team, you're not getting paid. You could be smart and be like, yo, I'll defer them payments. To help out the quote-unquote team, I'll help you out. Don't pay me yet. But pay me with interest starting in a year from now. Mm-hmm. And that way I'll make a little extra bread. And if I've already been taking care of my money, I'm not even stressing that new check that's coming. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm good. I've secured myself. That's why I always say one of my favorite stories of an NBA player was damn, Tripp. Ah, man, I just had his name. You're going to remember him, Tripp. He was drafted to the Sixers. This was during the Trust the Process years. He played at Syracuse. Light-skinned dude with the curly hair. Point guard. Tall point guard.
Oh, what's his name? Oh, my goodness. Damn, I know you're talking about, too.
Yeah. Michael Carter-Williams.
Okay.
Michael Carter-Williams.
There you go, yeah.
My favorite story. So he was, for people that don't know, look this up. He was a lottery pick of the Sixers. This is before Embiid, this is when they were the process and they were trying to build it up. His mother, God bless his mother. We speaking about mothers, the foresight. He had signed a car deal with Topps that was paying him like $300,000 a year and he had his NBA contract. And the mother was smart enough to realize he had no kids, fortunate for him, fresh out of college. So, you know, his overhead was pretty low. She was like, yo, don't give him his NBA check. We're gonna let that sit in an account and create an acute interest. He's going to live off his car deal, which was the $300,000 a year, which is still a good amount of money for a 19-20 year old, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she set it up so that he couldn't touch any of his NBA money until 5 years after he had been in the league. So all his contracts for his whole rookie deal went into an account that was getting interest. If you look at Michael Carter Williams, I believe he's out of the league now.
Yeah.
But his mom set him up for success so that by the time he was 25, 26, and if his career didn't go good, he would have all those millions. That whole rookie contract, which normally equates to about almost $30 million, went into an account waiting for him by the time he turned 25.
No, that's dope because...
Hell yeah.
You know, we sit up here and we look at all these athletes that go broke. Eric, you know, we've been, you know, supporting Ring 10 New York for a long time, and we see all of those fighters, you know, that have gone broke and, you know, on hard times after making millions of dollars. And, you know, it's, yeah, well, we had the entourage, we had all these houses, we were spending this, we were spending that, we were taking care of everybody, and then now you broke and ain't nobody to take care of you. So I love when I hear stories like that Michael Carter Williams story, or when I hear, you know, another friend of the show, former welterweight champion Aaron Davis, talk about how, you know, he had some smart business people around him that told him to put his money up a certain way so that now that he's retired, he's living off of the money that he made during his boxing career. And he's doing pretty good for himself. He owns he has the Morris Park Boxing Club over here in the Bronx. You know, he's
dope living, gym, dope gym.
Yeah, and he's living well for himself. So I love hearing stories like that. We need more of that. We need more of these young athletes, young celebrities being educated on how to not throw away everything you worked your hardest to earn.
Yeah, I just looked it up as we were talking about it too. Yeah, his mom put it in a trust fund for him that he couldn't touch. So his whole rookie contract, a total of $22 million, went into a trust fund. He got additional deals after that because he played in Milwaukee and Orlando after, but he was able to live off his card deal. And as I was looking it up, I see actually Klay Thompson's parents did the same thing for him. They had him living on an allowance off his rookie deal, which is super smart. Like I said, sometimes we got to protect ourselves from ourselves.
Look at AI. You know what I'm saying? AI set up a deal for himself too.
That's a Reebok money years down the road.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
One of the smartest things you can ever do, man, because a lot of people always want that money up front, but that's even like in the music industry also. You just never know what could potentially happen, man.
Facts.
You want to have options. Life is fucking options, man. Certain shit happens. When you get that much bread, somebody give you an option. Somebody asked me, they was like, would you rather take $50,000 up front or take $5,000 a month for the rest of your life? And
$5,000 a month for the rest of my life.
But the thing is, then they kind of threw out that whole thing about, you know, life isn't guaranteed or whatever. But depending on the person or whatever, somebody might be scared and necessarily they might take that $50K.
Yeah, but if it ain't guaranteed, then either way, I ain't gonna be able to join the $50K either. So I might as well just play this, you know, play the long game and get them checks every month. I ain't gonna be like, you know, with 50 cents, son, and say that $6,700 wasn't enough for me.
You figure, yeah, five K over a year, that's 65. So that's already more than the 50 up front. Now if you got a plan for that 50, a really good plan, like let's say you got an investment property that you're gonna put that 50 in and you're gonna make more money, then I could see it. Cause you could turn that 50 over very quickly in 1 year if you got an investment property or a business opportunity.
Yeah.
But that's also risky in itself because there's no guarantee that the business plan is gonna work.
Yeah. Or that, you know what I'm saying? Cause that 50,000, I mean, definitely not in New York. It's not taking care of nothing as far as real estate goes, really. In New York.
You can get a property.
No, but not the whole property paid for $50,000. No.
No, not to pay. Nah, I'm talking about your down payment and your taxes and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're still going to have to now have some type of income in order to sustain that, because if not, you can lose that property just as fast as you got it.
Right.
Yeah, that's a fact. But man, I think it was just more or less playing on kind of people's fears of you know, tomorrow's their promise. But I'm like, nah, bro. Like, how dangerous you got to live that you going to take that $50K right now? But I can imagine somebody would take that $50K like, nah, fuck that. I want them 50 bands.
Nah,
that's
not enough, though. Like, for me, like, if you said $500,000 up front or $5,000 a year, you know what I'm saying, for life, then that's, you know, now it's a decision that needs to be made. Because with $500,000, nah, I could turn $500,000 into some, you know what I'm saying, some major bread. So then now that's different. $50,000 is not really a lot, you know what I'm saying?
That's not life-altering bread.
Yeah. Bro. But with $500K, I can make it life-altering bread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you figure you could get a good job and make $50,000 in a year. Bro, so
most people paying more than that is student loans.
Yeah, I mean, if you talking about, oh, give me the $50,000 up front, like what you expecting to die next month? Because if you planning on making it through the year, you're gonna make more than $50,000. Like I said, at $5,000 a month, you're gonna make more than the 50. So unless you planning on dying in the next 6 months, why would you take the 50 right now? Just you play the long game, and you can still keep a little job while getting the five bands. Mm-hmm. You can get the five bands every month and then have a job bringing in your other money, and that way you're able to bank it. By the end of the year, you're gonna have way more than $50,000.
Most people, like, I guess, we gotta take that $50K though. I'm telling you, like, this is,
no, that's a fact.
I would probably say more than less would take the $50K though. You know what I'm saying? You got the thinkers out there, you know, that's going to say, nah, I'm going to take this long money and stack up, because if I'm getting $5,000 a month, that don't mean I can't do shit else during the month to increase, you know, my revenue intake for the month. No, that just means I got $5,000 a month, and if you're smart, you should be able to take care of all your bills and then have money to still stack or put towards something else that can earn you more money. You know what right. I'm saying? So, because even in New York, you can get a fucking place for less than, you know what I'm saying, for significantly less than $5K a month and then still be right. good. You know what I'm saying? Like, so,
it is. I always like these type of conversations, though, because it kind of shows you how people think about stuff. Because like we said, right, we all have passions. So if any one of us was getting just an automatic $5,000 at the first of the month, right? You already know the way we thinking, like, all right, that opens me up where I could now chase my path. I could still have a job, get some money on the side, but now it gives me the opportunity to chase whatever my passion is. Mm-hmm. I don't want the 50 bands to stunt for the next 3 months, because then after them 3 months is over, then what? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to stunt forever. I'm not trying to stunt for 3 months. So that's the way I look at it. Like, you know, 50 sound great, but unless you got a real legitimate plan. And you can still start a lot of business with $50,000.
Yeah.
But unless you got a legitimate plan, I just don't get why you would want it all in one lump sum. I can make more than that. And especially if you're talking about for life.
Yeah. Because you got to think.
If I live two years, that's $120,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's always expenses that come with business. So, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? That $50,000 really ain't gonna do you much good if you don't have the money to keep the company afloat until you start generating revenue. Because you're not just out the gate and then, oh, I'm making $1 million a month out the gate just because I had $50,000 to start. No, it don't work like that. That $50,000 is probably going to go to paying for everything you're going to need to start the business. But you still got to run the business. So, you know what I'm saying? When you get to that point, now it's like, all right, well, what are you going to do to run the business? Because now you still got bills, because you ain't pay your bills because you used the whole $50K on whatever business you was going to start. So you still got to work, which is going to take time away from what you can do for the actual business. So, you know, I don't know. For me, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah. It's just like same thing where people get they win the lottery. And you get the option. You can get the lump sum. You can get it paid off over amount of time. I think that either one of those could work for you, because we're still talking about life altering money, right? If you win $100 million and they tell you, hey, but you could take a payout right now of 30 mil, that's still crazy bread. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You can make it happen.
That's a lot of bread.
I'm slow walking that motherfucker. I need that bread over time.
The reality is you don't need $30 million at one time.
And that's my point. That's what I'm saying. Like, the allure for some people is too tough to pass up.
Yes.
They're already thinking, like, what it's going to look like to have 30 mil in your account.
Yes.
But you still got to have the long-term thinking of, like, all right, but what else am I going to do?
Because you're not continuously making $30 million.
Right.
You're getting $30 million one time. So whatever you're going to do, you're going to go out, you're going to go crazy, go shopping, you're going to buy mad shit. You know, for the fellas, they gonna get with the women. They gonna be throwing some dollars around. We already know that, because if when all these motherfuckers that's getting to the bag, that's all. If it ain't tricking, if you got it, ain't tricking if you got it.
Oh, that's a fact.
So you know, cats is gonna be spending money, and then it's like, all right, well, all right, you gonna buy you a nice house in a nice neighborhood. You gonna have to pay taxes on that house. So you're going to be paying every year. You're going to have other bills that come along with that house. You got utilities. You got water. You got maintenance on the house. You got to have internet service. You got to throw that up in there too. You know, so there's so many things that you're going to have to pay for to where it's like, all right, I'm not going to get another $30 million check. So I really don't need to take $30 million up front because I can, let's just say I'm getting $100,000 a month. That's my allowance mm-hmm. to myself. Give me $100,000 a month. That's how I want it paid out. You telling me you can't survive off $100,000 a month?
Absolutely.
Then you don't need $100,000 a month. If you're getting $100,000 a month and you don't know how to sustain a lifestyle, you know, a nice upper class lifestyle, because with $100,000 a month you can live a nice upper class lifestyle in a beautiful neighborhood. You can have grass, white picket fence, whatever you want to have. You want to have a condo in a nice neighborhood, you can have that. Whatever you want with $100,000 a month. But you also need to know, all right, how am I going to continue to generate, you know, some type of money with that money I'm getting? Because if not, I'm just going to be spending.
You got to also remember, like, some people, $100K, if you can't manage $23,000 a year and you don't got no expenses, $100,000 a year, you ain't going to be able to manage anyways. You know what I mean? Like, if your money fucked up, your money's going to be fucked up regardless. Yeah.
But you're not going to be able to manage nothing no matter what. I think what Tripp's point is, and it's so great, even if you get the 30 mil up front, right, you still got to budget yourself because you're not getting another $30 million check. So you can't go out there and treat like, oh, I got 30 mil, I'm going crazy now for the next year and a half. And then you look at your account one day and it's like, oh shit, like now whatever I got left still got to sustain me long term now. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, you still got property tax, you still got house maintenance, right? You still paying all your utilities.
What about your calls?
If you went and got two or three foreigns, right, the maintenance on the foreigns is crazy now. Right. And guess what? The drip don't stop coming out just because you got your bread, because 5 years from now, when there's new drip, you still going to want to buy that shit. That car ain't going to have the same value in 5 years.
You got up there and got a little young thing that got on the payroll.
Yep. Right.
Oh, wait. You like to travel, though, because I know you was a motherfucker that was all over the place. Right. So now you're going to travel. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to be instead of going to Miami, going to Texas, going to L.A., you're going to be going to Dubai. You're going to go to Fiji. You're going to go to London. Right. You're going to be all over this motherfucker.
Right. You know what I'm saying? We seen you. You was out there in Dubai with Fab and them and shit. Now, now you're looking at Expedia deals trying to figure out how you can get to Miami 3 years from now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a fact. That's why what Tripp said is so true. You're going to budget yourself anyway. You might as well do it from the jump. Yo, you know what? I don't need the 30 mil up front. That sounds great. Don't get me wrong. But I could still get me a very nice house.
Yeah.
With the 100,000 y'all gonna give me up front, because I can get my 20% up front right now.
Yep.
And I can still show proof of income that, yo, I got this other money coming in every year. 100,000 a month is over $1 million for the year. So my income is right.
So yo, you pretty much live anywhere you want.
Your mentality every day at work is gonna be like, you know, I don't need this shit, right?
Oh, nah, you ain't gotta work. You ain't gotta work.
It's gonna be like like Rochelle on Everybody Hates Chris. I don't need this. My man has two jobs.
Yeah, I don't. Bro, with 100,000, your mindset, again, if you a go-get, if you somebody who got a passion, you just gonna chase that passion. Because I'm not gonna front. I've thought about it plenty of times. Like, yo, if I got fortunate enough to hit the Powerball, the Mega Million, I already know how I'm gonna play it. I already know what I wanna put away. I already know like what type of house I want to get. Yeah. I already know now my passion then went into overdrive, because now I know I could do this all day. I don't have to do nothing else. I could do this all day. I'm setting up a whole man cave where I could just record with the illest equipment and be like, yo, I'm going to chase my passion. Now you're doing it just for the love. You're not even doing it for like, oh, I'm trying to get on. You're doing it for the love. And again, you got 100 grand. What job you really waking up for knowing that you got 100 grand touching your account on the first of every month?
I'm gonna be shooting movies. That's it. That's all I'm gonna be doing all day. I'm gonna be
starting clothing lines. Exactly. Starting clothing lines, investing in businesses. Like, yo.
Because if you think about it, right? Let's say you do the 100,000 a month, right? Out of 100,000 a month, how much realistically do you need to spend, right? So even if, like, let's just say, 50,000 of that is just gonna go into the bank anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because realistically, how much, like, are you going to spend $50,000 a month? I don't think you really, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can, but, you know what I'm saying? Most people is not spending $50,000 a month. So you'll be able to stack mad bread. You'll be able to still spend mad bread and get whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? Whatever business you wanna try to do, you could do. You wanna open up a franchise? Fuck it, get you one of these franchises. That 50K from 1 month can get you that franchise. You can open up you can open up a Wingstop or a McDonald's or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to do, you'll have to.
McDonald's costs a half a mil. Remember we was talking about that.
Oh well, listen, you got to step your game up a little bit, but you can get one of these, you know, spots, you know, the smaller chains,
right? Even still, like I say, you have so many opportunities again to buy a property, which is the game I really want to get into. To buy a property, you only need 20% down, and that's not even all the time. There are a lot of times you can get a distressed property with no money down. So if I know I got 100 grand in the account purely for that, let's say the first month you get that 100 grand and I don't do nothing, I just chill, right? And I'm talking about after you get the house and all that. After you get the house, you get the car, you know, you good, you furnish the place. You say, yo, for this whole month, I'm just going to chill. Chill, get that 100 grand in, boom. Next month, I got another 100 grand. So now I'm working with 200 grand. All I need is 20% on the property now. So now I could get that property. I can go to work and now get some tenants in there. Now create that stream of revenue. I could buy a small business somewhere. You know, you can help out a distressed business. You could do a lot of different things. You ain't never going to work for somebody, though, bro. You never going to do it at that point because there's no amount of money that's worth it for you now. Your time is too valuable. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of the wealthy, successful people always say it. The difference between those that are willing to invest and keep going and those that are struggling to do it is they got the money. They ain't worried about the money. When you eliminate the factor of thinking about money, it changes your mindset. We all got to wake up to work and do things to pay bills. So you get distracted by that. But if you didn't have to think about that, think about how clear your mind could be if you like, yo, all I got to do is wake up tomorrow and think about businesses that I want to create or invest in.
Yeah.
Knowing that I have the capital, not thinking like, oh, I want to do this, but damn, I don't have the money for that. Yeah. Damn, I gotta go work this job to get this bread. Damn, maybe next week I could start doing that. Nah, I got it right now. So all I gotta do is wake up, start thinking about it. All right, boom, put a play in motion now because I know I got the bread.
Yeah, it's a lot of it. Like I said, it's that fear of money. We don't understand money well enough. We've been kind of like just, you know, shitted on in so many systems where we haven't gotten equal money. You know, situations where, you know, people had to like rob, steal, and do whatever for money. Like you just, you know.
Yeah.
There are certain situations where you see people get money and it makes you want to do certain. So I understand that the money is just very much so different. You know what I mean? So for so many years, you know, financial stuff was something that they try to scare in us that we couldn't necessarily understand. So now that times have changed, that's why we got a lot of resistance and whatever. So it's a lot of shit that's shifting. We were talking about before how a lot of these parents, you know, get more money. It's only going to get worse because a lot of us going to understand this stuff a whole lot more and invest and do a whole lot more stuff. So,
yeah,
you got to get ready for us. Fuck it. What you going to do? You going to do? Yo, y'all going to check us out on Twitter soon, too. You seen your boy Elon talking about people got to pay, what, $8 a month or whatever to get to stay verified or whatever. I don't really know how I feel about that, man.
Well, here's the thing. I like it, but then I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? It has its ups and downs. Because I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I do like the fact that, you know what I'm saying, once you get that stamp, it's like, all right, you know what I'm saying, we've been grinding, and the work is paying off and it's showing, and y'all are going to acknowledge that we should be verified. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I also feel like, you know what, you grinding, you investing in your business, then yeah, go ahead. Because at the end of the day, it's important to have that stamp. It doesn't matter how good your work is.
So hold on, real quick. I'm sorry to cut you off. So hold on. This is something that you can, it's an approval process. This is what you're saying.
Well, I haven't like gone in depth on it, but you know, what I did read was an $8 subscription monthly. And if you're paying that, you get your verified blue check.
Yeah, it's the $8, you get the blue check, and I think there's a couple other perks that you get in terms of like being like a priority account that people always see, which then enhances your opportunity for followers and more attention of, you know, whatever you're streaming or posting.
Yeah. Only thing is, it's like, you know, it's great if you're on your, you know, grind, if you have a business and you're promoting your business, but what's going to happen is it's going to be flooded. Because just a regular average Joe that just want to, you know, clout chase and feel like they they're doing something so they could be insta famous, is just gonna go and pay to get it as well. So now it waters it down. It doesn't mean as much to have the check.
I think, and that's what the part is for me. So that's why I was trying to figure out, like, what's the approval process? Because necessarily, like, let's say, you know, when you go about, you know, having to post your podcast or something like that, they want to, you know, have certain things to see if your stuff is valid. Now, everybody can necessarily have these things, but, you know, I guess, and maybe also, like, are we looking at numbers, right? So let's see, do you have a certain number of streams that you have already that you necessarily can get this? Like, it has to be something to where it, there's some type of criteria. Like, you can't go from rookie to all vet to veteran, bro. Like,
no, well, nah. look at YouTube, right? So, like, see how YouTube does it. Before, YouTube was anybody could monetize their videos, right? Up until a couple of years ago. But then they changed it. Now you have to have at least 1,000 subscribers on your YouTube channel in order to monetize. So it could be something like that, where you have to have a certain amount of, you know, a certain following.
Yeah, I mean, the check thing, I don't mind it. I don't care, because I felt like for a long time that was kind of overrated, because cats was paying behind the scenes for blue checks anyway. You see some of these cats on Instagram, supposedly got 50,000 followers, got a blue check, and then but every post they got only got like 12 likes on them.
So
you already know, like, the numbers ain't really adding up. Like, that don't make sense. There's no way that's real.
Yeah.
So if somebody want to pay $8 for it, so be it. I've always been of the mindset of anybody who's putting out any product, whether it's a podcast, whether it's clothing, whether it's music, the legitimate shit, the dope shit, is gonna stand on its own no matter what.
Yeah.
The goofy shit, yeah, it might look good to somebody. Somebody might look at your profile a little longer because you got a blue check. But if you don't have the substance behind it, it means nothing.
It's
levels to it, you know, people. But you still got to, you know, when looking at being competitive, we sports guys, you know what I'm saying? So you don't want everything to be all-inclusive, so to speak. Like, you want something to be like, all right, this is something to aspire to, or, you know what I mean? Something got to be something. Like, don't just give that shit to everybody. Like, because if that's the case, everybody's gonna legitimize themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's gonna happen though. Cats is gonna pay $8, thinking that gives them some sort of legitimacy. Like, oh, now I got the blue check.
Yeah.
But I think that's all been watered down. I would like to see all platforms go to some sort of criteria, again, based off of the actual content, because it's so watered down now where 90% of the women on social media are all doing the same thing. They're not really selling anything. They're not really promoting anything other than I'm pretty, look at me. You know what I'm saying? So the followers are going to be the followers. It is what it is. Same thing, you know, there's a lot of dudes out here fronting like, oh, I'm living that life because of the pictures I post. All right, cool. It is what it is. That's what you want to promote. But as we always said, the real is going to stand out from the fake. The opportunities are still going to come to those that are actually creating something, as opposed to those that are just fronting like, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah, because, you know, at the end of the day, if, see, where it works for you is if, you know, let's say you're a TV show or a podcast or whatever, you know, on the come up, you're grinding, you're working, you're building. See, it helps for you because you actually have the resume to back you being verified, right? Oh, these guys have done 500 shows. Okay, yeah, I see why they're verified. They done this, they did that, they did that. Okay, I see what's going on. Now I understand why they're verified, right? So, you know, that, you know, once you, when you actually have the resume, it's like, all right, yeah, I can see it. But like you said, those, all the, oh, I'm just up here because I got $8 a month and I want to be lit and I got some Amiris on, you know what I'm saying? Those are going to be weeded out really fast.
Cause think about it. People are doing the pay ads to get they posters boosted and all it was like a fit on it. They thought it looked good and they want to get some likes. Like, bro, it's gonna be the same shit, man.
Yeah, because realistically, what are you actually doing? Like, why are we watching you? Because I see is just you. I'm just watching you just to watch you.
Yeah, and I think that, see, I think the game shifted a little bit too, because there was a point where, oh, such and such got this many followers, meant something.
Yeah.
But then people started realizing, like, all right, but what are you doing with that quote unquote influence? right? Because everybody wanted to be a social media influencer. But what are you doing with that influence? You got 20,000 followers. You ain't got a clothing line. You ain't on a podcast. You ain't in no movies. You're not promoting nothing. And then it dwindled away. Then there were some people who were smart enough to realize, yo, I got X amount of followers. Now let me launch something. Let me do something beyond it. So like to Tripp's point, you're going to notice right away. It don't matter. If, for example, if we paid $8 to do it every month, right? Somebody be like, oh, who are these guys? Then when they go through the resume, it's like, yo, they over 15,000 streams. They got over 100 episodes. I bet I see who they are. The next person might pay $8 and it's like, oh, all I see is a bunch of selfies and nice pictures.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and that goes to my point. Like, we got to a point where 90% of the women that's on social media all doing the same thing. It looks cool, but ain't nobody really paying attention to you because there ain't no substance there.
Yeah,
man.
Because you ain't talking about shit. Like, if you're right. actually putting stuff out, you can make it work to your favor. If you're right. not, it's going to catch up to you real fast.
How long does that last? Because you know, a lot of times you might have those pages. You might will look at those, you know, those women or whatever, those pages for a certain amount of time, and you be like, eh, I'm over it.
Well, it happens
because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
Like,
all right, whatever. After
it, it's like, nah, it's a fact. There's so many. And then also, like, the other part of it too, right? Like, you could be somebody who's appealing on the eyes, right? But if you don't have a talent, it's going to show quick. So if you're a woman who has a following and then now you try to go into the podcast space, but right away people notice, like, you're not really comfortable in that space, that could be a deterrent for you now, and that could be a negative on your profile now, because now people really don't fuck with you, because it's like, oh, that shit was trash. You try to do a little podcast, that shit was trash. You try to put some music out, that shit was whack. You know what I'm saying? Now it fucks it all up, because it's like, we just wanted you to be pretty. You couldn't find a way to be pretty and talented, so now you fuck the whole game up.
Yeah,
do something, sir. You see Bernice be selling them fucking onesies, like, shit, get a flip.
Right. But see, that was smart of her, because that still allowed her to still be beautiful while selling a product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's the thing in itself too, though. We don't know that. We see, so everybody kind of almost wants to be an entrepreneur, but they don't necessarily know what they can sell, or how they don't understand that they are a walking product in itself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of gotta, like, you know how they say you walk like a ball player? Like, you gotta, like, walk in who the fuck you are. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm selling beer bomb shit, so my beer gotta be on point. You dig what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
It's just what it is.
Absolutely.
Nah, that's a fact, because I've thought about it a lot of times. You see people who have a huge following, but they might be awkward in front of the camera, so that's not their role. But because they see other people have success on podcasts, or other people have success going live, they try to do it. It's not for everybody. You got to be somebody who's engaging, who can keep the crowd captivated for you to do that. The same thing, like, you know, there's certain cats who are real comedians, and then there's certain cats who's IG comedians. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know your lane. Like you said, walk like a ball player. Do it within that comfort zone that suits you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Shit is real in the field, but man.
Yes, sir.
Shit, man. If we go ahead and wrap it up, you know what I'm saying? November's here, man. The year's almost over, man. We're in the 11th month of the year. It's about to be 2023 already, man. About to be new year, new me.
That's crazy. We're going to see that meme again where the girl is stepping over the stuff. This is going to be year three of that meme.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I can't believe it's November already, man.
Yeah, man. Holidays coming up.
All right.
I just wish we could get everybody to be nice the same way during the holidays the whole year. Because the holidays season is just a different time of the year, man. Everybody kind of is in a different zen and shit, you know. But
listen, positive vibes to end off, you know, 2022. You know, spread love, man. Love. That's what we need to end this year off. Let's end this year on a good note. We had some. A lot of bad shit going down this year, the last couple of years, for a long fucking time. So let's use these last couple of months. Let's be positive. Let's spread love. If you can help somebody out, help somebody out. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you could do, just be positive. Spread them positive vibes, man.
That's a fact. Well said, brother.
With That being said, we're gonna turn it up. Sean, I know you're gonna fuck with this one right here though. That's gonna rock
out. I've been the morning, and I'm talking dirty to you. About you and me, let's talk about boxing.